Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence, one audio episode at a time. I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a rather slow-moving sloth who, ironically, has never once asked for batch processing on his banana orders. But we're not here to talk about fruit logistics. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's wondering about batch processing in large language model APIs. Specifically, he wants to know, is batch processing meant for running prompts programmatically with variable substitution? And more broadly, what exactly is a batch in this context, and what are its intended uses? Let's start by clearing up a common misconception. Batch processing in the context of LLM APIs is not just about running the same prompt multiple times with different variables, though that can be part of it. Instead, it's a method of handling multiple inference requests in bulk, typically in a non-real-time fashion, to optimize cost, throughput, and resource usage. To understand this, think of batch processing like doing your laundry. If you wash one sock at a time, it's inefficient, high effort, high energy cost, and slow. But if you wait until you have a full load, you run the machine once and clean everything at once. That's batch processing, grouping tasks together to process them more efficiently. In the world of LLMs, real-time inference, like powering a chatbot, requires immediate responses. You type a message and you expect a reply within seconds. That's handled through standard API calls, often billed per token and optimized for low latency. But not all use cases need instant results. Imagine you're a publisher with 10,000 blog posts that need summarization. You don't need each summary in real time, you just need them all done by the end of the day. Instead of making 10,000 individual API calls, you can submit them as a batch. The provider processes them in the background, often at off-peak hours, and delivers the results later, sometimes at a significantly lower cost. So what does a batch actually mean? It's a collection of input prompts sent together for asynchronous processing. You upload your data, say, a JSONL file with thousands of prompts, and the API processes them without requiring your system to stay connected. Once complete, the results are made available for download. Major providers like OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google all offer batch capabilities, though the exact implementation varies. OpenAI, for example, introduced batch processing for their models with specific endpoints that allow you to submit jobs, monitor their status, and retrieve results when ready. These are often cheaper than real-time calls because they use spare compute capacity. Now back to Daniel's question about variable substitution. Yes, that's a common use case. Suppose you have a template like, summarize this article, content, and you want to run it across thousands of articles. You'd prepare a batch file where each line contains a different value for content. The batch system processes each one independently, applies the prompt, and returns the summaries. But batch processing isn't limited to templated prompts. It's also used for data labeling at scale, like categorizing customer support tickets, generating embeddings for large document collections, translating entire libraries of content, running sentiment analysis across social media archives. The key advantage is efficiency. Batching reduces overhead from repeated API handshakes, allows better load balancing on the provider's end, and often comes with cost savings. Some providers even offer discounts for batch jobs. OpenAI, for instance, charges less per token for batched requests compared to real-time ones. There are trade-offs, of course. The biggest is latency. You won't get results immediately. If your application needs real-time interaction, batch processing isn't the right tool. It's designed for throughput, not speed. Another consideration is error handling. In a batch, if one input fails, say due to malformed content or exceeding token limits, the rest may still succeed, but you'll need to check the output carefully. Most systems provide detailed logs or per-item status reports, so you can identify and reprocess failed entries. From a technical standpoint, setting up batch processing usually involves 1. Preparing your input data in a supported format, often JSONL, JSON lines, where each line is a separate prompt. 2. Uploading the file to the provider's storage or API endpoint. 3. Submitting a batch job with parameters like model version, processing priority, and output destination. 4. Monitoring the job status via an ID or webhook. 5. Downloading or retrieving the results once complete. Some platforms integrate with cloud storage like AWS S3 or Google Cloud Storage, making it easier to handle large datasets. It's also worth noting that not all LLM features are available in batch mode. Streaming responses, for example, aren't possible since the output is delivered all at once. Similarly, interactive features like function calling or tool use may be limited or unsupported in batch contexts, depending on the provider. So to wrap up, Batch processing is ideal for high-volume, non-urgent tasks where cost and efficiency matter more than speed. It's perfect for data transformation, content generation at scale, and offline analysis. And yes, it absolutely supports variable substitution through templated prompts. Just make sure your data is clean and properly formatted. If you're curious to try it out, check your LLM provider's documentation. There's a good guide on OpenAI's website about submitting batch jobs, and Anthropic has detailed examples for bulk processing with their Claude models. And remember, while Korn and I may process our thoughts at different speeds, we both agree, sometimes it's better to wait for the full load.